All right, joined now by five Knoxville girls who come over to Indianola to help out the Indianola swimming squad, who are also going to state. Georgia Culver, Olivia Raymaker, Olivia Bacon, Julian Bacon, and Cody Cram. And Cody, I'll start with you. Congratulations on making it to state again. How's that feel to be up at state this weekend?
Thank you. It's so exciting to see how many girls we got to go to state this year. Watching them all perform this year, it's amazing to see that we all get to do this together.
Julian, what about you? Big event coming up, the state. What's the feeling going into this weekend's meets?
I'm really excited to go swim with my team and cheer everyone on. I'm really excited to watch some individual races this weekend. So I just hope everyone swims some good times and we just have a good time.
And Olivia, what's your thoughts going into this weekend?
I'm really proud about all our team. We've had a few more girls than we usually have go to state this year, and I'm just excited to watch everybody.
And Olivia Raymaker, how's it feel going up to state this year?
It's just an exciting achievement, and I'm so excited to get to share this achievement with the rest of these girls. Like, I think they've all deserve it, and it's awesome.
Georgia, tell us how it feels to go up to state for this weekend.
I'm very excited to see what we can accomplish on Friday and Saturday because we worked so hard and achieved all of our goals that we set at the beginning of the season, like breaking records, making individuals a state.
Now, you girls have quite a commitment here, and I'll go down the line, each of you. I don't think a lot of people realize that you have to travel from Knoxville every day for 25 miles, swim here at Indianola, and then drive all the way back to Knoxville and still attend to your stuff, your schoolwork and everything. Cody, what is that like, coming 25 miles just to practice every day of the week?
Yeah, we've started this season at the end of July, and we're still going as other winter sports are starting. But I don't think people realize the dedication and hard work that we actually put into coming here every day, because 25 minutes is a long drive just to come practice for 2 hours and then drive all the way back home. It's definitely difficult juggling schoolwork plus getting back late every night, but it's just more minutes we get to spend in the car together. So I guess it's enjoyable.
And Julian, obviously the Indianola girls have accepted you and welcomed you onto their team as, Indianola swimmers, even though you attend a different school.
Yeah, I think it's really cool that we get to bring, like, five different schools together. Lots of times, you just compete against other schools. I think it's really cool, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to come together with five different schools as one team.
And Olivia, what's it like coming over here and swimming with different people from different schools and coming together as one team?
I think it's a really good, cool opportunity to get to swim with multiple schools, because every school is different and you just get to meet new people in different school districts.
Olivia Raymaker, same thing. What's it like for you to come over here and to Indianola and make new friends and be as one team here?
Yeah, it's definitely a huge time commitment, but swimming here the past 3 years, I wouldn't want to have it any other way. And it's such a cool opportunity to get to meet new people and create new relationships that are going to last a lifetime.
And Georgia, what about you? What's it like to be a part of a team that you're wearing a logo of a different school, yet you are attending another school that throughout the day?
I'm glad to have the opportunity because people see high school and especially sports as a rivalry, but we get to do something different and learn new things and meet new people.
All right, let's go down the line. What are the events, Georgia, that you're going to be swimming in this weekend?
I'm in the 200 freestyle, 200 freestyle relay, and the 400 freestyle relay.
Olivia Raymaker, what event are you in?
The 200 freestyle relay.
I'm in the 50 freestyle, the 200 freestyle relay, and the 400 freestyle relay.
I'm part of the 200 freestyle relay.
I'm in the 400 freestyle relay.
Now, there's several of you that said 200 freestyle relay. That obviously is been a pretty good event for the team. Let's talk about that. How has that gone this year? Obviously, good enough to make the state meet.
We've definitely, our hard work that we've put in these past few years and even this year has definitely shown this year. Last year, I think we were seated at the top of the 32, and this year we're seated fairly well under that. So it's just a huge accomplishment, and I'm really proud of these girls.
All right, go down the line here. Some goals that each of you want to accomplish this weekend.
I'm hoping to drop time in my 200, possibly break 2 minutes.
I'm hoping to help my team break the 200 freestyle relay.
I just want to have fun and enjoy the moment. No matter what we place, I just hope we have a good time.
Yeah, I agree with them. I hope everyone just enjoys the experience, and I hope we can pull out some fast times.
I'm hoping to drop some time and spend our last meet with our seniors.
Georgia Culver, Olivia Rainmaker, Olivia Bacon, Julian Bacon, and Cody Cram from Knoxville, swimming for Indianola. Best of luck, ladies, this weekend.
Thank you.